of the good work that we're doing in the park. And I want to reiterate that I came in a week and a half and got services, clean, needle.
And you're listening to 90.7
FM
WGXC
ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lillian Liu of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
If Joe Biden rejects his progressive base, Trump will win. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. During the official roll call at the virtual Democratic National Convention Tuesday, representatives from 57 states and territories declared their delegate totals for Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, each from an iconic setting highlighting their region. Native American delegates from the Dakotas and New Mexico greeted viewers in their indigenous languages. African American delegates spoke from Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, D.C., and the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. The sweeping celebration of the Democratic Party's diversity, however, also highlighted the party's fracture between its centrist establishment and its emerging progressive wings. Yes, all the delegations enthusiastically declared Joe Biden the next president of the United States. But Bernie Sanders' delegate total of 1,151 compared to Biden's 3,558 indicates the persistence of a significant ideological divide. Two voices from the progressive wing were granted several minutes of airtime in Tuesday night's program, Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Medicare for All activist Adi Barkin. Ocasio-Cortez, widely known as AOC, transformed Democratic Party politics with her 2018 primary upset over 10-term incumbent Joe Crowley, demonstrating the power of grassroots organizing coupled with progressive policy positions to energize a young, diverse electorate. AOC was granted 60 seconds for her speech. She took 90.
Good evening. Bienvenidos. And thank you to everyone here today endeavoring towards a better, more just future for our country and our world. In fidelity and gratitude to a mass people's movement working to establish 21st century social, economic, and human rights, including guaranteed health care, higher education, living wages, and labor rights for all people in the United States. A movement striving to recognize and repair the wounds of racial injustice, colonization, misogyny, and homophobia, and to propose and build reimagined systems of immigration and foreign policy that turn away from the violence and xenophobia of our past. A movement that realizes the unsustainable brutality of an economy that rewards explosive inequalities of wealth for the few at the expense of long-term stability for the many, and who organized a historic grassroots campaign to reclaim our democracy. In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep, systemic solutions to our crises of mass evictions, unemployment, and lack of health care,
Audie Barkin's statement was also pre-recorded for another reason. He's dying from ALS. That's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. A Yale-trained Israeli-American lawyer and activist, Barkin was diagnosed in 2016 at the age of 32, suffering increasing nerve degeneration, muscle atrophy, and paralysis. He can no longer speak, so composes his speeches in advance using a synthetic computer voice.
In the midst of a pandemic, nearly 100 million Americans do not have sufficient health insurance. And even good insurance does not cover essential needs like long-term care. Our loved ones are dying in unsafe nursing homes, our nurses are overwhelmed and unprotected, and our essential workers are treated as dispensable. We live in the richest country in history, and yet we do not guarantee this most basic human right. Everyone living in America should get the health care they need, regardless of their employment status or ability to pay.
Audie Barkin advocated for Medicare for all without naming it, though he usually does, perhaps since Joe Biden has vowed to veto any Medicare for all bill that reaches his desk if he becomes president. Shortly after Barkin's address aired, he tweeted, "We need to elect Joe Biden to take the next step towards Medicare for all. After November 4th, we're going to put a bill on his desk," Barkin tweeted. Will the Democratic Party spurn the demands of its younger and increasingly diverse progressive wing? They will try to. This week, the Democratic National Committee quietly dropped its pledge to eliminate subsidies and tax breaks for the fossil fuel industry, saying it appeared in this year's draft platform in error, despite appearing in the 2016 platform and being supported by both Biden and his running mate, vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Also this week, the Biden campaign denounced respected Palestinian-American Muslim organizer Linda Sarsour after she appeared in a live stream of a Muslim Delegates and Allies Assembly side event to the DNC. Sarsour has publicly fought against racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, and anti-Semitism. She also supports the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement for Palestinian rights. A Biden spokesperson said Biden obviously condemns her views and opposes BDS. Audie Barkin fired back on Twitter in solidarity, saying, "I say this as a Jew and an Israeli citizen. The Biden campaign issued a vile and dishonest statement against my beloved sister Linda Sarsour, a fierce advocate for justice and freedom and a leading anti-racist and organizer against anti-Semitism. The Biden campaign must retract and apologize," he tweeted. If Joe Biden ignores, demoralizes, or actively alienates his progressive base, he could pave the way for another Donald Trump victory in what public intellectual Noam Chomsky has called the most crucial election in human history. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener-supported radio.
Brand new person. Welcome to Catskill Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That song was Same Old Mistakes by Rihanna. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you our weekly relevant news and rap radar segments. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We will be right back after the local news and weather.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 21st. Upper 50s start us off this morning. It will be a clear day. Watch out for UV exposure. High of 88 occurs at 3 p.m. After dark, comfortable sleeping weather returns. A low of 62 happens at dawn tomorrow. Chance of rain shows for the afternoon. A high of 89 occurs at 3 p.m. Sunday will be another hot day with thunderstorms mixed in. The next high tides will be at 5:30 p.m. and tomorrow at 5:40 a.m. The next low tides will be at 11:48 a.m. and at 12:02 a.m. That's just after midnight tomorrow. Water temperature will be 80 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:26 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:09 a.m. Looking way up, we see...
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order in June directing all local governments with police departments to adopt a policing reform plan by April 1st, 2021. The plans are supposed to address concerns over racist and violent policing in minority communities. The Times Union reports that the town of Gilderland has announced the formation of its police reform committee. There are several law enforcement officials on the committee, but no activists working for reform. Gilderland Police Chief Daniel McNally said in a news release that he is happy with the committee. He said, and I quote, "We will perform a comprehensive review of current police force deployments, strategies, and policies, and develop a plan to move forward in a positive manner," end quote. Mid-Hudson News reports that the city of Poughkeepsie has already initiated some police reforms, and now the Union for Law Enforcement there want to take action against some lawmakers that voted for those changes. Poughkeepsie Police Benevolent Association wants Common Council Chairperson Sarah Salem to be removed from office. Detective Chris LeBault, the PBA Vice President, said, and I quote, "Salem and Councilmember Evan Minnist have priorities that focus on defunding the police, passing the Right to Know Act, and the formation of a civilian review board," end quote. So they want the elected officials out. Salem did not comment. Minnis previously said, and I quote, "Civilian review boards have a long history dating back to the 1950s of enhancing public trust in police forces and fostering more open communications between police and the communities they serve, which in turn helps police increase public safety by having better and more direct communications with community members who trust the work being done by the police. The City of Poughkeepsie Police Department has done a commendable amount of work in fostering trust with our community, and a civilian review board is the next step in further strengthening that trust in the name of public safety," end quote. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Sheriff's Department is looking into the idea of restoring the county's former firearms training site in Cairo. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky discussed the proposal with lawmakers at the August meeting of the legislature's Public Safety Committee as the controversy over allowing law enforcement training at the Sheepdog Warrior shooting range in Catskill continues. The county sheriff's office was among the departments that used the range, located on Haynes Road, before town code enforcement officer Elliot Fishman cited the facility for a violation nearly 2 years ago. Sheepdog was approved for a special use permit in early 2017 as a membership club, which permitted shooting as a recreational activity. The zoning board decided in March 2019 that law enforcement training does not qualify as a recreational use. Sheepdog owner Rivenberg has challenged the town's decision in court, and that matter is ongoing. Kaminsky said sheriff officers used to train on Volunteer Drive in Cairo. He said, and I quote, "When the solar farm was installed there, it was an issue. We would have to build a berm, quite a bit higher to avoid striking a solar panel, end quote. Kaminsky told lawmakers at the committee meeting that his department is exploring the option of a capital project to pay for the rehabilitation of the Cairo Range. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Albany County is offering a $15,000 buyout to its workers as officials confront a potential $40 million budget deficit this fall. Employees received a letter August 17th with details from the County Department of Management and Budget. The option is available to all full-time employees with no minimum requirements for years of service. The hope is that 50 employees accept the offer, which would result in a savings of between $1 million and $2 million in the 2021 budget year. The county has roughly 2,300 employees. The deadline for submitting a buyout application is September 4th. Albany County is the first known county in the region to make this option available to employees, but others have warned of difficult financial choices. County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "Every option is on the table right now. This is a true recession, and most people aren't even thinking about it. This is the ripple effect we're getting from the shutdown," end quote. There are some conditions attached to the buyout invitation. Employees would not be able to return to a county job for 3 years, and a buyout would not be considered a retirement incentive. Plus, the county must approve the employees who apply. Workers would be required to leave their jobs by December 15th, and their positions will not be filled in the 2021 budget. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Columbia Memorial Health Foundation, August 20th, announced it has been awarded a $50,000 grant from the Hudson River Bank and Trust, or the HRBT Foundation. The funds provided will be used to upgrade Columbia Memorial Health's cardiac telemetry technology. The Space Labs telemetry system has been in use at CMH for several years. The system upgrade will provide improved real-time recognition of cardiac waveform changes and present the CMH medical team with an immediate notification of irregularities. The system will improve the hospital's ability to improve clinical outcomes with the acquisition and sharing of data with CMH and allow providers remote access to patient data. The upgrade will also allow hospital staff to monitor patients on every unit, including the emergency department and rapid decision unit. This was a need identified during the COVID-19 health crisis and will continue to improve the delivery of care into the future. J.P. Callahan, president and CEO of CMH, said of the HRBT gift, and I quote, "Our continuous investment in the latest technology is vital to provide the best inpatient diagnosis, treatment, and outcomes. We are grateful for the tremendous continued support of the HRBT Foundation," end quote. You can read more about this story at ColumbiaMemorialHealth.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 21st. Upper 50s start us off this morning. It will be a clear day. Watch out for UV exposure. High of 88 occurs at 3 p.m. After dark, comfortable sleeping weather returns. A low of 62 happens at dawn tomorrow. Chance of rain shows for the afternoon. A high of 89 occurs at 3 p.m. Sunday will be another hot day with thunderstorms mixed in. The next high tides will be at 5:30 p.m. and tomorrow at 5:40 a.m. The next low tides will be at 11:48 a.m. and at 12:02 a.m. That's just after midnight tomorrow. Water temperature will be 80 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:26 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:09 a.m. Looking way up, we see two near-Earth objects are expected to pass by today, the biggest of which is 56 meters wide. That's enough energy to obliterate an area the size of Copake. Solar wind speed is currently 319 kilometers per second at 6.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 13. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, more stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. Better give me the remote.
You were just listening to an original clubhouse theme song made in our Tracks music program. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I am Tyla, and this is
Imani.
And we have Roman off to the side with us. And all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of Clubhouse Parent Organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. But yeah, today we are here to talk about something that's actually really important to us and things. So yeah, we're talking about, basically what happened was these three trans women, Eden, Jocelyn, and Jocelyn, were brutally assaulted by a group of men and on Hollywood Boulevard solely because they were trans women. And they had asked for help several times from bystanders, but nobody stopped to call 911. There were a big crowd of people and they were calling out for help and nobody was going to help them. They had just ignored them and kept on walking. They had went up to multiple cars that were on the street because they were in the middle of the street and it was a lot going on, and they went up to multiple cars asking for other people to call 911 and they just refused. And Jocelyn had got punched in the face as well as hit over the side of the head with a bottle, like a broken glass bottle. She had passed out, and nobody even thought about calling the police. Nobody had thought about it. No one had helped them. And basically, the entire time, all three of them were, robbed of their belongings. They were harassed. They were ridiculed. They were humiliated in public. And all they did was wait outside for an Uber, and this is what happened. It's ridiculous how trans women, especially trans black women, are treated in the community and stuff. But yeah, and the three men known for instigating and initiating the attack are, and remember this, Carlton Calloway, which is his Instagram handle is @KCWhyNot. The other one was Davion Williams @YoDavion on Instagram. And the last one was Stephen Hurtado @StephenFilms on Instagram. So I hope you remember that, because they need to be handed into police and persecuted for their crimes. If you would like to help these people and her friends, call in the men's names to the LAPD and report them. There is also a GoFundMe in their Instagram bios, which Eden's Instagram is Eden the Doll. So let me know that, so you can, you know, suggesting it. But you can go to their Instagram, and you may, if you want to, click on their GoFundMe and donate some money, you know?
For their medical bills.
Yes, for their medical bills and for other things that trans women may need, you know?
Yeah, they got all their belongings stolen, so they're going to need to replace them.
Yes, they're going to have to replace all their belongings. Hopefully they get their money back, or probably not, but, you know, something to, like, you know, have and stuff. Amani, you got anything to say? Woman, got anything to say?
I'm really disappointed in the fact that absolutely nobody stopped to call 911. All of the people that stopped to take videos, laugh at them, they should all be disgusted and disappointed in themselves. Like, they have absolutely no reason why they couldn't have stopped and called 911 and helped them. All they did was laugh at them and record them. So that's all I
think
to
it's
say.
Really ridiculous in this society how people are literally seeing people being literally brutalized in public in the middle of the street, and they do nothing. They literally do nothing.
I know.
That doesn't make sense. Like, if you're a regular, like, a normal human being would be like, oh my god, that person is getting beat up, like, bloodied, beat up.
Let me help them.
Like, let me go try to help them. Like, isn't that, like, a common human instinct to just go and help somebody? Just if you see them doing bad, like, what?
That's what I don't understand. Like, you see something bad happening, why don't you go help? I don't...
Exactly.
What do you get from recording it?
People literally stood around, a huge crowd of people stood around and recorded this. People who did it recorded this.
And laughed at it.
And then, laughed.
And then said, Black Lives Matter. Like, you can't and say Black Lives Matter when there's a black woman.
Exactly.
On the
black trans woman on the ground, but was just unconscious. They don't even know she's alive, her friends. Like, what doesn't click?
Where is the logic?
What happened? Where's your humanity? Where is your humanity? Like, where is it? But yeah, I wanted to talk about that real quick.
Wanted to spread awareness.
Definitely, please, 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 if you really want to and if you really can and are able to, please go over to the Instagram and donate to the GoFundMe. There might even be a few petitions on change.org or something.
Plug them again.
Oh yeah, their ads are Eden the Doll, Jaslyn White Rose, and Jocelyn Flawless. So if you want to go over to the Instas and, you know, help them out as they need, help these beautiful women out, please go over to the Instagram and help them out. Please.
Thanks.
You may, if you want.
Sweet.
So dumb right now, standing outside my house, trying to apologize. You're so ugly when you cry. Please just cut it out. Don't tell me you're sorry, 'cause you're not, baby. When I know. But you put on quite a show, really had me going, but now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing, that was quite a show, very entertaining, but it's over. Sprinklers, come on. Talking about girl, I love you.
please.
What else is on?
Is my secret safe? Safe with just you and me. We can't leave a trace. This is my favorite mistake. Oh, look in my eyes. Can you find the lies? Do you feel alive? Look in my eyes. Do you mind the lies? Do you feel alive? In my eyes, we both know it's wrong, but you're still coming over. Even when you're gone, the feeling just grows stronger. She'll leave it alone, but you're still getting closer. We both know it's wrong, can't keep this for long. While it's going on, I put it in a song. Are you on your way? Are you coming soon to me? I'm getting impatient. Look at what you do to me. Our secret's safe, so you're my favorite mistake. That's why we gotta keep it on the low. Got her home, but she don't need to know. What's going on, it won't be on for long, long. Oh, look in my eyes. Can you find a lie? Feel alive, look in my eyes. Do you mind the lies? Do you feel alive? Look in my eyes. We both know it's wrong, but you're still coming over. Even when you're gone, the feeling just grows stronger. She'll leave it alone, but you're still getting closer. We both know it's wrong, can't keep this for long. While it's going on, I put it in a song.
Yo, what up? This is Snoop D-O-double-G.
Leave your back door open.
things I wish you knew. But I disguise the truth. I'm young, but I'm a grown man. Taking things into my own hands. I'm trying to own land. But life will twist you like a twister. Get twisted with this. It seems it's on, but it's off. I keep missing the shit. I'm high, but I try to stay focused. Wide eyed, looking dead at the chips. I blink, they dip. It's hard to hang on, but I can't let go. Smoking on my last breath. Blow out life. What's left is death. Now I can go wrong, or I can G, or make a right. Whatever way.
The all new Hyundai Sonata. Featuring Hyundai Digital Key. Not available on any Accord, Camry, or Altima. Hurry in now and
don't discourage me. I ain't got nothing to lose but some thoughts that probably never turn the money to burn. But I learn because I see and I earn because I cheat. But these problems probably...
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The State Department of Labor reported on August 20th the unemployment rate in New York continues to climb, reaching 15.9% in July, despite the number of private sector jobs added during the past month. The state reported an increase of 224,200 jobs, a 3.6% increase in July. But issues remain as the coronavirus pandemic-induced recession continues. Unemployment outside of New York City increased from June to July from 12.2% to 13.1%, but in New York City, the rate dropped slightly from 20.3% to 19.8%. The state gradually began to reopen businesses and workplaces in the spring after a virtual shutdown of economic activity in March in an effort to halt the spread of the virus. The Department of Labor pointed to the private sector job growth as a good thing as it grew by 3.6%, a faster rate last month than in the rest of the country. The U.S. unemployment rate overall was 10.2% in July. The job count from this time last year is down in New York by 14.2%, an indication that recovery of lost jobs will likely prove difficult. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the New York Daily News. The state's ban on single-use plastic bags was upheld August 20th by New York Supreme Court Justice Gerald Connolly. Connolly ruled in favor of the state's plastic prohibition, which took effect back in March before enforcement was delayed by the legal challenge and coronavirus crisis. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos said in a statement, and I quote, "The court's decision is a victory and a vindication of New York State's efforts to end the scourge of single-use plastic bags and a direct rebuke to the plastic bag manufacturers who tried to stop our law," end quote. But Connolly's decision also noted that certain aspects of the regulations regarding thicker, reusable plastic bags contradict the measure itself. He found that the portion of the bag regulations allowing for use of certain plastic reusable bags is in plain contradiction of the act. It is up to lawmakers to take action to expand the list of exempt bags, he said. The law bars grocery stores and bodegas from offering thin, single-use plastic bags to customers. Many county governments in New York have already implemented a 5-cent fee on plastic bags to encourage shoppers to bring reusable bags. Advocates celebrated the decision, calling it a much-needed step towards cutting waste and cutting pollution. Patrick McKellen, director of policy with the New York League of Conservation Voters, said, and I quote, "Plastic bags pollute our waterways and streets, contribute to the solid waste crisis, and cost taxpayers money," end quote. You can read the full story in the New York Daily News. The Times Union is reporting Jim Malatras, a close political ally of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, was appointed August 21st the new chancellor of the 64-campus State University of New York system by the SUNY Board of Trustees. Malatras will receive an annual salary of $450,000 and a $60,000 annual housing stipend. He will also keep his position as a tenured professor at Empire State College. Not long after the appointment was made, the faculty representatives for states, universities, and community colleges announced a vote of, and I quote, "no confidence," end quote, in the board's decision to expedite the search process and do without a national search for the job. Representatives of the student body joined the faculty in a no confidence statement. The vote of no confidence applied to the 15 trustees appointed by Cuomo, with the exception of Carrie Stoller, who supported a broader search to fill the position. The political appointees on the board stressed that Malatras is preeminently qualified, and the crisis facing SUNY during the pandemic is so extraordinarily dire that it forced their hand to, and I quote, "act and act quickly," end quote. Trustee Stanley Litto said, and I quote, "or we would be derelict in our duties as trustees," end quote. Merrill Tisch, the board chair, said the experience that made Malatras the top candidate include his professional background as president of SUNY's Empire State College, as former president of SUNY's Rockefeller Institute, which studies public policy, and his extensive political connections within the state. Malatras began working for Cuomo as an aide when the governor served as the state attorney general. Malatras rose through the ranks to the position of operations director in the governor's office. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day. And a nice weekend.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acra, Catskill, Hudson. I'm DJ Popcorn.
Walter White in the building. Up next, projects.
You know, and then we got DJ Shaw Money on the sound engineerings. So, what we watched before this, before we came in, we had a little bit of discussion, but we watched the Dreamville short documentary, you know.
Rap Radar. That's what we're talking about on Rap
Radar
today.
We're talking about, for Rap Radar, we are discussing the Dreamville documentary. I think it's called Revenge.
Yeah, Dreamville Revenge. J. Cole and his...
his camp.
His camp.
Yeah. So I really liked it because of, you know, all the different aspects of it and the different perspectives of all the different artists and the producers that were working with Dreamville. And so that's what I appreciated about this, you know. And, like, the when people were, you know, from the outside are given opportunities to really come up to the mainstream ways of the other artists and, you know, getting them put on. So that's what I liked about it.
Me too as well. I like the fact that he decided, you know, after like 3 or 4 years into his career that he wanted to, you know, he didn't want to go another 10, 15 years without, you know, putting somebody on or solidifying someone else, you know, in the music business. I like the fact that he gave a lot of people a chance. And it was like, basically to me, it was like, you know, he took some people out of their homes and gave them a good opportunity to make something for themselves. And I felt that on every level.
Definitely.
I feel like it was something, well, a place where people could be themselves. And I like when the people were talking, the different people were talking and telling us how it was like competitive and stuff like that. And how like he described it as a jungle. Yeah. Something like a jungle.
Yeah. That was the metaphor he used. It was basically like a jungle.
And they called it a maze too.
It was a friendly jungle though.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It was friendly competition. And it gave me like a good flashback of like when I used to be in the studio really trying to do my thing and a couple years back when we would do songs and stuff like that, and I would get invited to the studio. We would all get invited to the studio, and it'd be like one or two producers, and they'll play a beat, and it'll be like 7, 8 of us, and you know, whoever had the best lyrics, whoever had the best verse, or sounded the best, or said this the best, was they made it. You know what I mean? But everybody was also given the opportunity, so it was like a flashback thing for me.
Definitely, and when we were also conversing amongst each other. We talked about how you compared that to NWA and how they would do their writing process.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the same. It was like they had Ice Cube, Ren, you know what I'm saying? Everybody all in the same studio. It was a bunch of artists that Eazy-E had. And, you know, he would bring everybody in there and they would play the beat. Dre would play the beat and people would just start writing. And then whoever was the best, would, you know, they would get their chance to shine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the competitive, the hunger, you know, it just took me back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like when, like, especially when you're young like this, like my age, or even, you know, Up Next Project's age, like, you know, that's when you really come with that drive and just like you have different opportunities and you know, and once you're given these opportunities, when you take them and you know, you put them to use and basically, and you open doors for yourself. You know, and you have that drive and hunger.
And others as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm also inspired by others around me, obviously. Danny being one of the biggest people I've been inspired by throughout what I've been doing with my music. And
thank you, kind sir.
Yeah. And so I just been like, you know, I've been writing all the time and things like that. And so with this, I see this, and you know, I take it as an opportunity for me to become hungry and one day possibly make it mainstream, which, you know, I hope to one day do, but also have other goals in life, such as, you know, graduating school and things like that. So, you know, all these young boys out here, they all have morals. And so what Dreamville and J. Cole were doing when they invited everybody down to the studio to work on that project was, it was something special, like something that, you know, a lot of people don't really see these days. So
I mean, I could just imagine how that felt. Like, imagine pulling up to the studio and not only J. Cole's there, it's like other legends are there too. Like,
overwhelming.
You see, like, oh my god, I'm in the same room as Mike Wilmater. Like,
I might get on the song with T.I. today or Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine how that feels? Like,
Yeah, just this is crazy. I was just in my room writing to a beat, and then J. Cole called me, and now I'm here about to do this Dreamville project, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I got a chance to be on records with legendary people. Like, yeah, that got to be crazy. You know what I mean? That's life-changing.
It really is, yeah. So, yeah, so we're going to get into the first song called Down Bad with J. Cole, I think Jid, Bass. And I think that's it. So we're going to let you listen to that, and we're going to be right back. Let's get it.
Tell us live. Yeah, I am the king of the E, and get it through like the DJ. Yeah, I am the where we play. We got to chop where we play. Okay. Yeah, come through the city, we're going to chop. Yeah, just like some sushi. Yeah. AK-47 stick, go stupid. Yeah. Draw the money out on the wall.
Okay, little dirty, nappy headed, East Atlanta. Father said it, I was the force. 44, Hank, Aaron, Chrome, want to make it home, then get out the Porsche. Let it cover faded for, I had to fade it. At the faded for, it's tomato or tomato. Either way, the boy the greatest play it. I won't say it no more. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the club, but I'm here for the crown. Board of Education versus Brown. I was Board of Education, left the town. Resume and cap and gown. Background check, background. When I get the check, that's now. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
I was a down, down bad. Pick up the pad, pick up the slack. Pick up the litter, don't litter no bag. My seat been picking up racks. Raps coming clear, the act of you two. And I'm back in the booth, got them hacking the shackers. They lacking the juice, dropping the ball, they on shacking the fool. Active as Drew down the side of your face, we ain't jacking it. We ain't dabbing them fools, get a nap. You dudes just embarrassing. Who going crazy like us, no comparison. Driven like Marion Jones on the steroids. Y'all slow as a heroin high. Y'all had a year, y'all had a year. Y'all had a year, but you let it go by.
I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just up, I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Dreamville, head hot, we came for nothing just like the Big Bang Theory. The poverty stain kept the pain buried and covered the shame with a dream. We would have fortune and fame, a million in the bank, a million paint turned cranberry. Now little Jermaine got the same stories that boy out of St. Vincent, St. Mary's. Bro, all hell, King Cole, first of his name, long may reign. The boy got a throne, but you know it in a game. Good, I was born in the same. Pressure cooker that's been known to bustle up a cola, make a diamond. Too sick, me and wrote a Reaganomics. Crew sick, me to go to state of rhyming. On God.
You could die today, so be held to pay. I'm a leaving, breathing, scheming testimony. So don't test me, homie. Put that knee on it. Put a foot up that to a stepping stone. All my ain't getting no sleep. All of my be chasing their dreams. Oh, I'm a force of nature. I can't wait the day till I was having problems till I had to break through all my tattoos for sure. They ain't never for sure. Might get tattooed on to tell your get the dope in my time making love to your thoughts. Don't get in line, baby. Slut up your mind. It's a brand new season. I'm a righteous heathen. I take on the challenge and I leave it bleeding. I was down bad. Now I'm even Steven and I'm leaving, leaving every weekend.
Oh. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Yo, check it out. Hey, since 1993, I've been smoking weed. Ask about me. It's no not to. Oh, wait. It's no not. Oh. Hey.
I'm drunk at a party and put down my cup. The fuck in my water. I pick. Then drink out the water and threw the shit up. It's action my cup. I'm mad as a mug.
I push pack like USPSUS. A BX.
Hey, yo, yo, shut the. Hey, don't even rap. Hey, hold on. Hold the fuck up.
Tell me why you wanna come get high tonight. I only got one reason, I'm top dog tonight. I left the bras bar in my room and I got caught tonight. Drunk and partying, slobbering, another sloppy night. Always fight with my mama, but look, on Molly night. I'll call her when I'm a baller, I promise that I'm a spoiler. Until then, I'ma ignore you, it's nothing personal. I'm just trying to f*** a couple girls and go. Can't do that while I'm on the phone. I'm not a mother's boy, I'm a motherfucker.
Hey, 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 hold on, hold on. Can I smoke? Can I smoke? Can I smoke?
Yeah. sitting sideways, side stepping side bitches, side eyes, light skin, knee stitches. My business is slurring, my verbiage is surfing, no turfing. My girl dripping dirty, whispers in my ear. I don't mumble. ABC away about the combo. Looking for sluts, oh, I know a couple.
Hey, come on, like, stop rapping, start passing. Like, can I?
Roll up and pour me a drink.
Bro,
yes, yes.
Bro.
Roll up and pour me a drink. Yes, yes. Roll up and pour me a drink. Yes, yes. Roll up.
Look, okay, the weed so strong, it got me stressed. The stress so strong, it got me weird, yeah. I'm so on it, threw me off, yeah. I'm so obvious indeed, yeah. I threw up after my threesome on my threads. Had to leave the crime scene like criminals do. She wanna come to my crib and give me a genital smooch. Typical, typical, get the pickle and skididdle, skedaddle. I sling clean like a lasso. The mean king saved the queen from the castle. I grabbed the saddle, prisoner to prescriptionist. Chain shackle, Jack Daniel, shot it trying to tell my...
Didn't I say, hey, we can't rap, we smoking weed. Stop rapping, this is not a rap session, we getting hard.
If I smoke a blunt right now, I'ma be on 285 with my pants pulled down around my ankles. Still no stranger to the blunt smoke, gun smoke, you don't want smoke. No guts like that, swishing, we just smoke, we cut those.
Hold on, hold on, wait, 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 hold on, wait, 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 hey, wait. Wait, wait, wait. Okay, Watson, Watson, stop. Because this J. Cole, he done grew some dreads. He think he smoked now. Pass the blunt. Stop rapping. That's the end of the song. This is the end of the session. We going home. I just caught my lift. I just want to call the mother. I mean, hit the blunt. I mean, let me try one more time.
Rich with the dog.
I got big dreams on my watch, got a big face. Girls getting missing like a mole. They smelling like money and I'm looking like I'm outside for real with the slimes and the slats. Right away, then nigga can get text. Feel no pants and I fill them up with racks. They all ball cap and this all facts. No, I don't relax and I don't lack.
Demons, they follow me deep in the dark. Cause again, got problems with being a boss. We ain't been home, but we hear all the talking. Hit them with hollows and clean it with salt. Salt in the wound and my heart in the cooler. Frozen like I gave my heart to my jeweler. Told him to make a new piece out of this. Ever since, I just can't get no by no.
Baby, had a bust down on the AP. Yeah. Baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah.
I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica.
I got that Mike Jack, no, just before the vitiligo. Norman Bates with the eights, I'ma go psycho. Laundromat with a temper, this a vicious cycle. Feel like Rihanna, go wherever I go. Go against the grain like I'm battling the silo. I'm going out west like a motherfucker 5-0. LeBron in the finals, motherfucker 5-0. We're getting better under 5-4, hella final. Got me tight like Arthur's fisted. Like I'm not an arsonist. Not a that you wanna argue with. Cause then you with your future like Larson Pippen. Boy, I'm like a barber with this. You get out the chair, you get in the chair, the things in the mirror, the way they appear. You look to the rear, my skin is near, my skin is veer. You went up with mess, you go with ass. Baby, nigga. Had a bust down on the AP. Yeah. Baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah.
I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica. I got fans in Costa Rica.
I got balled up, hundreds in my pocket. Diamonds on me, water like a faucet. Got a lot of bands in Costa Rica, a lot of in Costa Rica. Got a password in my pocket. And I flew with a stick, it's a rocket. 45 on me, hot like a pocket. You ain't talking money, it's nonsense. Got your baby mama doing drugs in a mosh pit. Top of the morning to anybody who thought it was Betty by Jitty. I'm like a Jedi, mind tricks live inside of your head. I devilish red eyes, never been on a red eye. A Jedi be high forget. Shorty said I be wildin' and trippin' when I'm on a lick. Score a penny or 20, I'm Dominic Wilkinson. Really, I flew to Costa Rica with the AP. At the airport, this girl asked me, hey,
are you Slimmy?
Wow. Baby, had a bust down on the AP. Yeah. Baby, ain't no rich styles on you lately. Yeah.
I got fans in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica. I got bands in Costa Rica.
Suffering, suck attached. She think it's all pretty cap, but hey, I ain't even mad. I started sucking on this bitch. They put my thumb in the chat. She had a little one that really wasn't nothing to grab, but did it anyway. Hugging down my bag, coming down to 91, flying, doing the dash. You going in today. And I've been riding my the front way. She ain't got this to say.
I got too much skills, I flow like the water, so surprised I did not go gills. And I am your father like you was Luke Skywalker, and I concur and let it burn like Usher's perm and kill confirm. You look concerned, respect is earned. Oh, you really be in it, be gotta be kidding me. Oh, you really be sick in it, I got the remedy. Oh, I'm feeling like Goku, that needs your energy. Oh, okay, going on a date with it. Yay, okay, going on a date with it.
Hey. Baby, had a bust down on the AP, yeah. Baby, yeah. Ain't no rich